Well, good morning. 7:45, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Hey, don't forget to follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX.
Your camera's all twisted. You're at, like, the side. You need it.
What?
Yeah, you need to move your camera. You're all to the side of the screen. There you go. There you go. See, that's a thing. Typically here, that just bothers some. I can't stand that. So... That's another thing. Like typically, man, I'd be walking around this place, leaning back, you know, just kind of in my own element. Now I got to be all posture.
Yeah, on the camera.
Don't worry about what I look like. I don't really. People watching this on Twitch.
Maybe if we do it poor enough or you know, get your penis out or something, maybe they'll make us not have to do this
anymore.
Yeah,
get us kicked off. Yeah. Can you get kicked off?
Yeah, how do you get kicked off of Twitch?
I think
we might have to go all Kanye, but I don't really want to do that, all right? I don't know if I'm ready to make that commitment just to get off of Twitch, but all right. Yeah. Well, I'm a little more centered. Is that better for you on the camera? So,
yeah, that's better. I minimized you, so I don't even see
either way,
so.
You jerk. Folks, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring? You're looking for a great career, room to grow, great starting pay, awesome benefits? Well, check out Specialite. I think you got a great career ahead of you right there. Special-Lite.com. Get started on that new career right there at Specialite. Your topic for today, as we build up to Halloween, and we're going to have a bunch of Halloween-themed topics for the rest of the week, but today, which horror movie character do you think you'd stand the best chance against? All right? You're in it. It's scary. Which character do you think you can hold your own against the best?
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you who I think the hardest is, real quick, before we do that?
The hardest?
I think Freddy Krueger, because you got to go to sleep at some point, right? Like, that's, like, and then when
that's
you're in
tough.
Your,
you can't really avoid that, you
right?
know? And it's, man.
Like, I feel like there's some other ones.
He's probably
got
to be the most terrifying. To me, growing up, there were two that I was just like, man, I didn't even like watching it. My sisters would make me watch the movies.
No.
And it just terrified me as a child. And Freddy Krueger was probably number one.
Yeah. I mean, because you sleep, man. You're asleep. Like, you just know, like, if I close my eyes, boom, he's there.
The knives for fingers, and he's just, you know, he's kind of mean.
Yeah.
You know, he swears a lot. You know, he's got that face.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. He's got that face.
Jeez, man.
So, anyway,
the clown was the other one. That one terrified me, too.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what I just thought would be the hardest one. But which horror movie character do you think you'd stand the best chance against, Hunter?
So there's a couple I got here. I'm going to throw the first one. And okay, I got to explain. I got to be careful with this one. So, what's her name? Kathy Bates? Misery?
Oh, from Misery? Yeah.
I'm not here to say I'm going to hit a woman, but if she's going to put a 2x4 between my knees and snap them with a... I'm going to defend myself. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I think Kathy Bates.
You hit a bitch. That's fine.
I'm not going to say that. That's Brock at WIRX.com. But if you're Kathy Bates and you got that sledgehammer in your hand and a 2x4 between my knees, I get it. I'm tied down. But, man, I'm probably not going to get to that point. Just saying.
Yeah. No, I think it's fine.
It seems like a person I could probably take.
It's a good answer. I like that. Yeah.
You know. How about the old guy from Saw? All you got to do is get that guy to fall down. He's going to break a hip.
You know, he plays the mental game, but you're right. Like him himself, you know, like
he's on the edge. Like you just blow on the guy. Yeah. He's going to pass.
Yeah. He's almost there. But then he's got all his minions working for him, doesn't he? You know.
Yeah, you got to find the guy. That's a problem.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Good answers. I think those are very logical answers. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Do you have any other ones? Or can I give you mine?
I mean, what I used in the promo, I think I could punt that leprechaun off of a bridge. Just saying.
I'm the leprechaun.
I will Ray Finkel that leprechaun across the room.
Laces out, leprechaun. All right.
Hey, you know what? We're going downtown.
Yeah, like, honestly, and I know, isn't he magical, though? That's the only problem.
That part of it, you know.
But still, though, he's still just a little leprechaun. You know who
I'm
else?
I'm the leprechaun.
I'm the leprechaun. Leprechaun in the hood. Remember that one?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Horrible.
A friend with weed is a friend indeed, but a friend with gold is the best, I'm told.
One of the greatest movies ever. It's just horrible. It is, just horrible. Well, now, what about the troll from Ernest Scared Stupid? That might be kind of tough.
You know, it'd be tough. You remember that part, that scene where that troll, he like headbutts the back of his truck?
Yeah.
A truck goes flying almost, man. That's a powerful.
Those things are creepy.
Could you imagine,
man,
that troll in the NFL?
You can get it. Hell of a defensive lineman.
He's like Sproles out there. Just wham.
Hell of a fullback. We did get a answer on Twitch. Kotz the Kid said the Killer Clowns from Outer Space or Rubber would be the horror film I could handle. Those Killer Clowns are scary, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to
like
mess
clowns,
with those.
Man.
Yeah.
I can't. The clown
mentally,
thing, man.
Mentally, it'd be hard for me to fight the clowns. For me, I think I'm going to go with Leatherface. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. I wouldn't even have to deal with them because I'm not stupid enough to go to some abandoned barn or building. Like, it always, and I get
hey, you
it.
You know what?
It's the movie.
What if your car breaks down? That's how it always starts.
If my car breaks down, I don't care. I'm not going to go to this old, dilapidated house.
Car.
Yeah, I'm staying in my car, okay? It's just, I get it. It's the movies. But you're
hey,
stupid.
It's Texas, man. It's Texas.
You know what? I'm going the other way. I'm not walking forest. I'm not going to go down some unkept, you know, unmowed
driveway.
See,
here's the problem. Here's the problem. You call the cops, right? The cops come, but the cops are part of it.
Yeah.
They bring you to the house. Telling you, you're screwed. If you think you can take Leatherface.
I think I can do it.
You're in for a surprise.
Okay, fine. I'll take that old guy in the wheelchair in that one remake that they did. You know, the one who slammed his cane down?
See, that's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
All right. I can take that old guy in his wheelchair. I'm tipping that thing over. I'm getting out of there. Yeah. All right? You all right?
What was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the one with the general guy from, God, he just recently died. Full Metal Jacket.
From Full Metal Jacket. Yeah.
Was the best Texas Chainsaw, man. That one's scary, man.
Isn't that the one that remake? Wasn't that the one with him?
I think that's it. Yeah.
And Jessica Biel, I think, right? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Maybe. I remember Jessica Biel, but.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, but I don't know. I feel like,
that's the one you pick out of all of them, huh?
I think so. I think I could do it. Man. I think I could do it. Otherwise, it'd have to be like one from some like cartoon movie.
Say,
like a gremlin.
I'd rather go toe-to-toe with Kathy Bates than Leatherface, just saying.
I don't know. I don't know. Kathy Bates loves you, though. She does it because she loves you, all right? That's what it is. We got some great answers on Facebook. What horror movie character do you think you stand the best chance against? Randy said the dude from Jeepers Creepers. God, that movie creeped me out, man. Jeepers.
It's a different movie.
Creepers. Where'd you get those peepers? But doesn't he only come around like every 7 years or something like that? Wasn't that the whole deal?
No, it's that truck. Yeah, weird. Yeah, you don't want that thing chasing you.
No, that guy's scary, man. Was that Justin Long in that original one? He's done some really scary movies, man.
Honestly, the first Jeepers Creepers, I'm going to say when I first saw it, I like went to go see it expecting it to be really cheesy and not liking it. And I left the I think we saw it in theaters, didn't we? Left the theater. I was like, man, that was pretty good.
Jeepers Creepers. That was God. What year did that come out?
It was a while ago.
2001. Wow.
Yeah. 2001. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't even like looking at the movie poster. It's freaking me out, man.
You're just a wimp. You're a wimp. You don't watch scary movies. Why'd you pick this topic?
I know, right? I hate this time of year. Everyone's scaring them. Skeletons all over the place. let's see.
Spooky, scary skeleton.
I don't even like those guys, man. You know, Chucky. Chucky was a pretty popular answer. Scott said Chucky. A couple of people said Chucky.
Yeah. That little doll. That thing is terrifying, too, though.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? So, growing up, we had a friend who, she was very wealthy. She was very wealthy. Mm-hmm. Her bedroom was massive. But on the top of her, like the top foot of her, like right below her ceiling, there's a shelf all the way around
like
her room.
A banister all the way around?
Or something. I don't know, you know? Where usually you'd put your Jack Daniels bottles up, you know? But instead, it was lined with dolls. And I tell you what, I stepped foot in that room and did one circle like Ace Ventura. Ah! You know, just screamed and ran out of that room because, my God, that was terrifying. It was those blinking dolls. You know the ones with the...
You move
the head and the eyes blink. Ah.
Except one eye gets stuck and then it's kind of like...
Ah, it's terrifying.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't mind taking on the Bride of Chucky doll. How about that?
you always go bring it back to. Damn you,
Jennifer Tilly's hot, man. I don't care what it says. And then in doll form, I mean, that's a busty doll. All right, I'd give it a go.
Hey, you're weirding everybody out. All right,
just saying.
You didn't hear about you sleeping with no doll.
Just go a couple rounds with her. That's all I'm saying.
She's gonna lop that thing off like Bobbit.
I'm gonna have a good time. throw it in the tall grass. There we go. Let's see. A couple people said Jason. Like Edward and Tony said Jason because he doesn't run. I mean, that's, I guess, a fair assessment.
Brought this up to Brock yesterday. And over the weekend, AMC is running the Halloween marathon. You know, so they're playing a bunch of scary movies throughout the month. And they've been playing Friday the 13th lately. So I watched half of two separate ones. The first one and the second one, actually. Yeah. Part one and two.
Yeah.
It's too much cheese.
Cheesy?
I mean, I get it. It's from what, the 70s?
70s, yeah, I believe, yeah.
But I just can't. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm really going to try to, like, give it a shot. You know, I'm going to try to kind of get scared, you know? Just can't do it. You know? The guy is, actually, in the first one, he runs.
He's got a little hitch in his giddy up there.
Oh, yeah. The dude was running after. I was like, okay, that's
okay. Does he run
scary.
Or is it like a power walk?
He was running. Yeah, he was definitely running in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was full stride.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, see, that's more realistic. I like that part of it.
Yeah. A villain who never runs, it's like, okay, at some point, I'm just going to get my car and go the opposite direction or run him over.
And it's always like the nude scene. Things too that kind of it takes away from it.
It's the only reason to watch scary
movies. It's like, okay, there she's going down to the lake. You know what's gonna happen?
The gratuitous nudity. That's the only
reason. She's gonna get naked, jump in the lake. Jason's gonna take her clothes or something. She's gonna, oh, come on, where am I?
Where are my clothes?
Then boom, she's gonna get.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's all right. We got to see some boobies. All right, that's worth it. It's worth it. It's the only reason you can give me. I just find those parts, leave it at that.
See, I don't think Michael Myers runs, though. I don't think I've ever seen him in stride.
No. Yeah, he's kind of just
trash,
like,
because you could just run away from this guy, right?
Well, in Leatherface, I don't think in any of the in the newer ones he ran. I think in the original one.
Well, he runs around.
Does he run around? Yeah,
remember at the end, he's twisting around, waving that chainsaw
around.
Yeah,
but that's in the old one. I think in the newer ones, I don't think he did much running. I don't know.
Yeah, he ran. He did.
Did he?
For sure. He runs like a 4.5, dude. He runs like a 4.5 40.
I was hiding behind my hand, so I wouldn't know. I wouldn't.
Exactly. You didn't see any of the movie.
I was too scared hiding behind my girlfriend for it. So. Speaking of that,
that'd be a terrifying
what
horror character? Usain Bolt.
Jeez.
Ain't getting away from that guy.
No kidding. That guy's
Usain
gonna
Usain Bolt
hunt.
With a knife. Woo!
You're dead. Quickly too. Quickly.
He's running.
Oh, God. How many people did he get? That was so fast. It was so fast.
Fast.
I will tell you, too, one movie that just, I think it was the last scary movie I saw in theaters was The Strangers. Remember that one? Right? Where it's Liv Tyler and they're in the house. Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrifying. That's horrifying to me.
You get scared easy, don't you?
That's a scary movie. All right? When she's hiding in the closet and that face pops.
It really takes something really good for me to leave the theater like, damn.
Big tough man over here. Big tough guy, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
Big tough man.
You seem like the guy who would get scared around like a PG-13. Like,
it's creepy, okay?
The Goosebumps movie isn't scary, Brock, all right?
Hey, it is scary, okay? Coming on, like, Jumanji gives me a little bit of a scare, man.
The monkeys creep me out, man.
We got to end with Andy's real quick. what horror movie character do you think you could stand a chance against? Andy, the dead guy said, Count Dracula. I would provide him with an endless supply of blood. All right, Andy.
Easy,
got a fresh batch for you here, Dracula.
He always has a fresh batch, right? The dead guy.
Love it. Andy, you're the best. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around. It's the
Andy.
Oh, Andy. Brock.